It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's awkward Tuesday phone call.
Asking for a gift that you gave somebody back.
Ooh.
Good idea or great idea?
Horrible idea.
I find that it's a great idea. Those things cost money.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you want to get them back so you can return it so you can use the money for other things.
Oh, no.
And Andrea's on the phone right now to do an awkward Tuesday phone call. That's kind of what she wants to do. Ask for gifts back.
Please,
what?
No.
What's up, Andrea?
Hi, I'm good. How's it going?
I think I made that sound worse than it actually is.
You usually
so
do.
Why don't you tell everybody why you want to do an awkward Tuesday phone call today?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. So I've been working at my office a long time. I think it's like 15 years now. And this guy, Mike, we actually started right around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We worked our way up, you know. And
were you office husband and wife?
Yeah, we kind of were.
This is my office hubby. This is my office wife.
Totally my office hubby.
All right.
So all of a sudden, out of the blue, he gets offered an opportunity at a different company.
How long ago was that?
It was about 2 months ago.
Oh, so this is recent. You guys have been together for 15 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
So
whoa.
He got another job opportunity, and now he's divorcing you.
Oh.
He's divorcing
yeah,
his work wife.
It was totally out of the blue. Like, as far as I know, I don't think he was searching, but it was a really great opportunity.
Yeah.
So he decided to take it.
Yeah. So you're happy for him, but also sad.
Yeah, totally. It's like when you're single and you go to your friend's wedding, like you're happy, sad, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, it sucked to see him go, but like, you know, I wanted to give him a really nice send off.
Uh-huh.
So I got everyone in the office involved, from upper management all the way down to the mail guy. You know, we all chipped in, reserved the whole bar at his favorite bar. We had drinks. Everybody put in gifts. I mean, I decided to get him one of those really, really nice engraved pens with, you know, the stamps. You could put it on your desk.
Mm-hmm. Those things are expensive, man.
And you look fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does something like that go for? What'd you spend?
It was like, you know, I got him like 18 karat gold. So it was like $150.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Expensive.
They're
for
pricey.
A pen. Don't
somebody
lose
asked
that
me,
one.
Somebody asked me for one once, and I went to look at how much they were, and I was like, nope. I'll just go get you a pack of Bix.
Yeah.
That's a nice gift.
Was he so excited?
Oh, he was thrilled. I mean, he was just completely blown away. I mean, he was actually like crying. He was moved. It was a really beautiful experience. But now I've run into a big problem.
Okay.
And what's that problem?
So I guess things didn't work out at his job. So now he came right back to the company.
After you threw this huge party and he got showered with gifts.
I've heard the term for him is a boomerang employee. It's like a new thing
where
people like leave and then they come right back because it's not actually, the grass isn't greener.
Oh my gosh. So now he's back at the office and he's acting like nothing happened. Like he didn't apologize. He didn't really explain. And people put in a lot of time and money to send him off and he's not even, you know, trying to reciprocate or give things back or, you know, just make any sort of gesture to be like, hey, guys, sorry about that, you know?
Sorry about making you guys give me expensive gifts and then coming back like a month after I left.
Well, don't you think he's embarrassed?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's a good communicator. All he has to be like is, hey, guys, I messed up. Let me take you guys out to lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like he's sitting there in his office with all the gifts that we got him, like the really expensive pen, like a candy dispenser. Like here he is with like all this free stuff that he got.
See, you furnished his awesome new office, even though he didn't actually leave.
Oh man.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But so you're saying you want those things back?
I mean, not exactly. It's just, he's not doing anything. Like, I don't need the pen back with his name on it. But, I mean, just do something to, like, you know, show your appreciation or, you know, maybe share the gifts with the office.
So what do you want to say to him then for your awkward Tuesday phone call?
I don't know. That's kind of why I called you guys. I don't really know what to say. I just want, like, some acknowledgement and some reciprocity for all the stuff that we did for him. Okay. You know?
Relationships can be hard with ex-office husbands. I get it.
Tell me about it. I don't know what to say.
I think you yell at him and ask for your stuff back.
No!
Take him to court and split up the assets.
Dude, they have entire TV shows where people sue each other over stuff like this. You don't need to do it here.
I don't want to sue him. I just want some acknowledgement. Hey.
And if you get this, do you think it'll make all your coworkers feel better, too? Because I assume everybody's talking behind his back right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone's just kind of like, screw that guy, just kind of giving him the cold shoulder. It's awkward in the office, too. Yeah.
Okay, so it's an awkward Tuesday phone call for you, but it's also to kind of help save his reputation, it seems like.
Yeah, actually, didn't think about it like that, but you're right. Yeah, totally.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice. And then you can call your coworker and tell him that everybody hates him because he didn't say thank you.
I'm kidding.
All right, we'll do that right after this. Hold on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Today's Awkward Tuesday phone call is a perfect example of why when you leave a job, you shouldn't throw a big party for yourself. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't even give notice. You should just walk out someday. Whenever that is, just leave and never be heard from again. It's less awkward that way. As a matter of fact,
good.
I plan to do it right after we do this Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I was hoping during.
That's too much notice. Might be during. At some point, I'm going to quit. I'm going to be gone. And nobody's going to know. Andrea is on the phone today for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. That's her problem. One of her coworkers had been there for 15 years. They've worked together the entire time. He left the company, so she threw a huge party. Everybody got together, got him expensive gifts. He was gone for like a month and then came back to work.
Oh.
And so now it's awkward because he hasn't thanked anybody for the party. He still has the pen that she got him. It was like $150 sitting on his desk.
Yeah.
And she doesn't necessarily feel like she wants the gifts back, but she does think he should do something for all the coworkers who gave him going away presents. Andrea, are you ready for your advice?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She sounds so excited.
Defeated.
Yeah.
So he's got all that nice stuff that you guys gave him sitting in his office, right?
Yeah.
Well, an appropriately placed match in a wastebasket should take care of all of that.
That's evil.
That's evil.
Now he doesn't have that stuff anymore. As a matter of fact, he doesn't have an office anymore. And maybe you don't have one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm right next door.
I'm dialing his phone number right now, and you can do your Awkward Tuesday phone call as soon as he picks up, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, here we go.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Andrea?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, where are you calling me from?
Oh, I had to step out of the office. I had an appointment.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, your number didn't come up, so I was like, what is up? You calling about the meeting Thursday?
No, I wanted to talk to you about something that kind of has been, happening in the office and about
happening in the office. What do you mean?
Well, you went to take this other opportunity and we were sad to see you go, but granted, I was super, super happy for you, but now you're back.
Right. No, it's cool. I mean, I'm happy to be back, but I'm just not sure what you're like. Is everything cool or?
I mean, obviously we're happy to have you back. You know, it was just everybody in the office rallied around and put in a lot of effort to give you a really great going away party, you know?
I know. I mean, that was the coolest. Like, I did not expect that. Like, that was, honestly, I was, like, emotional about it. I was, like, it was just awesome to feel, like, the love, you know?
You say that, but you've been back now for a little while, and you kind of acted like nothing happened. You just came back to work. Like, oh, I'm back. No big deal.
Is that like a problem or I'm just
well,
trying
it's
to
like
figure out what
you have now. You have this office completely furnished with all these great gifts that people got you like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I think it's really awkward that you're sitting up in there with all these gifts that everybody gave you for going away. And now you're back. And you still have the gifts.
What do you want me to give them back?
I mean, we spend like thousands of dollars. And now you're back, and it's just like you're just sitting there with all this stuff.
Andrea, I didn't even want all that stuff. I mean, it's awesome, but what am I going to do? Like, throw this stuff out? I mean, your pen is great and all, but, like, I got, like, gumball machines and, like, fuzzy animals and shit that I don't even want it. But if I don't keep it there, people are going to go, where's the gift I got you, you know?
What?
You appreciate the awkward factor?
What am I having sympathy for?
Because it is extremely awkward.
How is it awkward for you? It's awkward for us.
Look, I'm gonna like tell you something right now that you can't repeat. This is like totally between you and me.
Yeah, tell me.
So, this whole like leaving thing was kind of like a ruse on my part. Like, this other company had their eye on me, right? And so, I went in there to our people and I said, "Hey, if you don't pay me XYZ, I'm out," right? And so I left because we weren't, you know, we didn't have the right number. And then they called back and upped my pay by like a lot.
What?
And you guys, well, yeah, like, and I felt bad. You guys used, you know, threw me this big party and da da da. And it's like,
wait, awesome. You let us put in all that time and money to throw you a party when you knew you were coming back?
Well, I mean, look, I didn't ask you guys to throw me a party, first of all. But, like, I was just going to go away, come back, and get my raise like nothing happened, you know? And then you guys did this party, and I was like, holy smokes. Like,
wait, so not only did we spend all this money on this party, but now you got a raise? I haven't had a raise in 10 years.
I know you haven't got a raise. Like, no one gets a raise around here. So, like, that's why I did what I did. Like, I had to do something sort of dramatic, you know?
So how much did they give you? Like, 10%?
It was a lot. A lot.
But what's a lot? I mean, I literally haven't had a raise in 10 years, and you're saying that they give you a lot? What does that mean?
Look, I get why you're upset. Like, I'm not trying to, like...
Well, yeah, I'm pissed.
And I'm not going to get into, like, numbers with you.
No, you need to tell me, because we literally have the same job, and now you're making more money than me. I need to know how much you're making.
Okay, fine. Look, they doubled it.
They doubled what?
They doubled it. They doubled my salary.
Awkward!
Whoa.
Holy cow.
What's up, money bags?
What? Hello?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you?
Oh, I'm so pissed for her.
What is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea listens to our show, and we do a segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. That's where if you have an issue with somebody, you call them on our show and confront them, and she wanted to talk to you about the party.
No way.
Yeah.
For real? This is like a joke or what? Like, what?
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's definitely not a joke. I was just calling up to figure out how to talk to you about the big party thing and you coming back and it was awkward.
Oh,
and then, you know, here we are having a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I don't know what this is, like, incredibly weird. I don't want you. Okay, so I don't want this to be weird with an awkward with us. Okay, like, this is like our... we work together.
You're having so much trouble talking your way out of this, Mike.
What am I going to say, man? I mean, look, man, I'm just looking out for myself. I meant no harm.
Clearly.
Andrea, are you more pissed right now about the raise factor or that he didn't?
Yeah, like, who cares about the party now? Now I'm going to make double what I make. That's insane.
It's totally insane. Have you like not asked for a raise in the last 10 years, or they just deny you every time?
No, they just deny me every single year.
Oh, my God.
Not only me, like everyone on staff, we ask every single year. We all ask for a raise, and no one gets a raise. Oh, they don't have it in the budget. But suddenly Mike comes back, and oh, they have twice the amount of money.
Look, I feel bad, okay? I feel even incredibly, I feel like insanely awkward. So there you go. I'm just... Mm-hmm. I'll give the gifts back. I mean, if it's about that, I didn't even ask for all that. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, he doesn't need gifts. He could buy his own stuff now, Andrew.
Really? He could buy twice the amount of gifts.
Ballin'.
But seriously, it's like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody here. Like,
but if you're so willing to tell her now, why didn't you tell her leading up to it instead?
Yeah.
Honestly, I just didn't want everybody to know that I'm getting all this money now. Like,
yeah, that's a really bad way to put it, Mike. A better choice of words might have been, getting a raise, not I'm getting all this money.
Dude, I don't want people to know I'm taking showers in hundreds every morning. I mean, that's
embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, this is the worst, by the way.
But, Andrew, you can't really be pissed at Mike. It sucks for you, but it's the company that's screwing you over.
I mean, yeah, the company is screwing us over, but he could have, given me a heads up. He could have pulled me aside and been like, hey, there's a chance I might come back. Don't throw me a huge
party. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you did take advantage of that situation, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, I realize now that that wasn't the best move. And
yeah, thanks.
But that new pen is so awesome.
It is an awesome pen.
Yeah, how's that pen working?
I mean, it's pretty sweet, honestly. But
I bet it is, yeah.
What you don't know is that I planned on taking all you guys out for dinner. And, I just wanted the thing to settle, okay?
Yeah, right,
Mikey. Yeah. You are good at bargaining. Look at it. This was in my plan all along.
Oh, thanks for calling. I was about to call you.
Yeah. Jeez, taking the weight off my back.
No, I'm serious. I was planning on doing that.
Sure.
I wasn't going to make a big thing about it. This just happened, by the way, so it's not like I was going to go on forever. I wanted to let the dust settle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And guys, help me out a little bit. Just tell me.
Nobody believes you, Mike.
No, I don't believe you either. Andrea, I think you need to start looking for another job ASAP.
Yeah, come
apparently. On. This is the thing to do. Gotta go and come back.
Yay,
Andrea,
there you go.
I'm fully prepared to offer you a job as an intern on this show.
Oh, wow, that's a step up, I'm sure.
And you come over here, you work for us for a little while, they'll double your salary and bring you right back. Of course, there is a chance you could be on minimum wage for quite a while.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to love me at work. I mean, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, well, if you throw that party like you're promising, maybe you'll win a few people over, throw some 30-year catch in there, maybe,
It's happening. It's happening.
Right. Mike is about to throw the best party the world has ever seen.
I better.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in a 78592 that says, so basically she's pissed because she wasn't smart enough to do what he did. She needs to get over herself. If you don't know what I'm talking about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. Andrea wanted to call her coworker Mike. Mm-hmm. They worked in the same office together for over a decade. Really good friends in the office. He recently left his job, and they threw him a big party, got him a whole bunch of gifts, spent a lot of money on him, and then he was back right away. Same job. Didn't say a word, so she was mad. She was like, why can't you at least say, hey, thanks for the send-off. Sorry, I'm back. I know this is awkward.
Weird.
Well, in the phone call, she found out that he had actually planned leaving all along just to get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the intention of coming back no matter what. So he felt awkward about it because they threw him this big party when he knew all along he would be back in just like a month. And he also said that they doubled his salary, which really upset her because apparently she hasn't even had a raise.
In 10 years.
That's
and
crazy.
What's messed up is that they were there at the company the same amount of time.
Yeah,
like,
same job.
It's not his fault, but it's also like you need to look at that company and either talk to HR or
everybody texting at 78592 is like, if I didn't get a raise for 10 years, I'd be out.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they have really good snacks in the break room.
No, it's probably a good starting salary. Yeah,
who knows? Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, you got an issue with somebody and you'd like our advice, just email us. We'll give you our advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.
Moving 92.5.